Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Washington football team 30, New York Giants 29. Let's talk about a bitter, bitter defeat for your New York Giants on Thursday night football. Hello, Giants fans. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here with the Valentine's Views podcast, part of the SB Nation family of podcasts. And today we obviously have a lot to talk about with the Giants losing a gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, whatever you want to call it, game to Washington on Thursday night. As I wrote on Big Blue View Friday morning, the Giants snatched defeat from the jaws of victory, which obviously is not something that that's not an original statement, but it absolutely fits what happened to the Giants on Thursday night. This was a game that they had to win. We discussed that a number of times at Big Blue View. They had to win this game. They had to avoid an 0-2 start for the eighth time in 9 years. They had to do something to change all of the negative narratives that are circling around this football team as it continues to flounder. At this point, 18-48 over the last three-plus seasons, the worst record in football, actually four-plus seasons, worst record in football since the beginning of the 2017 season. Last night was a chance for the Giants to begin to turn the corner, show that the past is the past, and that the future is brighter, and the Giants couldn't get that done. They had every chance to win this football game and simply couldn't take advantage of it. Daniel Jones was terrific. Maybe the best game he's played for the Giants, you know, since coming to the team as the sixth overall pick a couple of years ago. At the very least, you know, the best game that he's played probably since his rookie season. Jones did everything last night. He threw the ball well. He stood in the pocket. He protected the football. He made plays with his legs. He did everything humanly possible to try and win the Giants a football game and the team around him. And to be honest, the coaching staff around him let the young man down and let the Giants down, to be honest. This is a game the Giants had so many opportunities. They obviously, Darius Slayton dropped a touchdown pass. They had several opportunities in the fourth quarter to score touchdowns that could have turned this into a two-score game and made Washington's task really, really difficult in coming back. This was the biggest problem I had with Joe Judge last night, not just after the James Bradbury interception right before the two-minute mark where the Giants chose to be conservative and play for a go-ahead Graham Gano field goal. But if you go back and look at the game, there were three times in the fourth quarter, including that last Gano field goal, where the Giants had opportunities to go for the jugular, to go for touchdowns, to really try and put Washington away. Twice on fourth and fairly short inside the Washington 40, Judge chose the long field goal. Thankfully, Graham Gano made field goals from 52 and 55 yards. But in both of those instances, you can easily argue that the Giants could have and should have gone for the first down, gone for the touchdown, tried to put Washington away. They didn't do it, and they wound up losing a heartbreaking game. Of course, you know, no one feels worse about this loss than Dexter Lawrence, who inexplicably, inexcusably, unforgivably, whatever you want to say, jumped offside on what should have been the final game-winning play for the Giants, which was a 48-yard missed field goal by Dustin Hopkins. That, of course, gave Hopkins a second chance, and Hopkins, of course, made that kick to send the Giants home from Landover, Maryland with a bitter, bitter defeat. Yeah, but, you know, you talk about mistakes, talk about lack of discipline. These are all things that Judge has preached for 2 years, and yet, you know, a physical mistake, a drop like Darius Slayton had, that's going to happen. But, you know, a mental mistake like Lawrence's is something that Judge has preached about those things ever since taking the job, you know, nearly 2 years ago now. And the Giants still make those mistakes. There's an absolute reason why the Giants have gone 18-48 in the last, you know, 4+ seasons, and it's because they do things like last night. It's because they don't make the plays when they're there to be made. When it's time to win games, they don't get things done that are needed to win football games. And you know, last night was more evidence that at this point anyway, things have still not changed, you know, for the floundering New York Giants. Major, major concern for me on defense, where the Giants simply have not had any answers through two games. Patrick Graham's group had no pass rush last night, no answers for Terry McLaurin, no answers for covering the middle of the field, gave up long touchdown drives at the end of the first half, gave up the lead twice in the fourth quarter, including not being able to get a stop on Washington's drive, you know, for what ended up being the game-winning field goal. This defense is supposed to be the backbone of this football team. To this point, has not been so. To this point, has been a huge question mark, a huge disappointment through two games. There are obviously 15 games to go, but right now what you see from this defense has to be a big, big concern, because it's vastly underperformed expectations through the first two games of the season. Have to talk about something else that Big Blue View contributor Chris Flum, you know, brought up with me early on Friday morning, and that's the fact that you know, many of the Giants' big name contributors, many of these guys that they brought in, you know, to be impact players, just haven't done that yet. James Bradbury on Thursday night got absolutely toasted by Terry McLaurin of Washington. You know, I know that Bradbury has a nice, you know, Pro Football Focus grade, but to me that's misleading. McLaurin had 11 catches in 14 targets, 107 receiving yards, and most of that was with Bradbury, you know, trying in vain to stop him in coverage. It was simply a mismatch. Disappointing that Patrick Graham didn't go to Adoree Jackson to try to cover McLaurin, or, you know, do something different, you know, bracket McLaurin, do something to really try and help Bradbury, but Bradbury couldn't get the job done, and Graham had no answers in terms of ways to help him. And, you know, and that contributed mightily, you know, to the Giants not being able to stop Washington and eventually not winning the football game. So, you know, just lots and lots of things to be disappointed about on Thursday night. You know, the Slayton drop, the Lawrence play, the poor defense, a couple of other missed opportunities on offense, getting down into scoring territory with a 7-0 lead, then having a false start penalty and a sack push the Giants out of field goal range, you know, in the first quarter. Just, you know, when you look at this game, the Giants could have scored 40 points had they made the necessary plays. They could have put this game out of reach, you know, long before Dustin Hopkins won it for Washington with that field goal at the end, and simply didn't get it done. And, you know, unfortunately for the Giants, this is reality. Now they're 0-2 again. Now they're climbing uphill again. there's going to be, you know, lots of questions, lots of gnashing of teeth, lots of venting, lots of frustration for the next week and a half before the Giants face the Atlanta Falcons again. And to be honest with you, all of that is deserved at this point. The Giants are just not showing the progress that Joe Judge continues to talk about. He continues to talk about week-to-week improvement being the most important thing, watching the film, getting better, making the corrections, being better next week than you were this week. And all of those things are nice, but they're all coach speak. The bottom line is you have to win football games, and the New York Giants have not to this point in the Joe Judge era done anywhere near enough of that. And unfortunately, what we've seen with the Giants over most of the last decade is that 0-2 often leads to much, much worse. And, you know, that is the unfortunate reality for the Giants. 0-2 does not mean that they can't somehow turn around, win this division, turn around, you know, make a wild card berth, make a run to the playoffs. You know, but that's kind of happy talk. What we've seen over and over is that 0-2 with the Giants, you know, oftentimes leads to 0-5. It oftentimes leads to 1-7. It leads to 3-13. It leads to 5-11 or 4-12. And now with the 17-game season, you know, who knows what it leads to. But it's not a good start. It's not a pleasant start. It's not what the Giants had hoped for. And really, last night, it's not what, you know, what should have happened. It's a game the Giants should have won. Before I sign off, got to address a couple things. Very, very disappointed in Kenny Golladay last night for basically taking out his frustration on the sideline on Daniel Jones. I don't know what Golladay was yelling about. I don't know what he was unhappy about. But yelling at the quarterback, you know, with 2 minutes left in the game, you know, when the quarterback has done everything humanly possible to try to win the game, it is simply not a constructive thing. You know, Golladay needs to look in the mirror. He had 3 catches in 8 targets last night. He had a big drop. He had another deep shot, which would have been a difficult catch. But really, you know, it's what the Giants are paying him $72 million to do, is to make those difficult catches, to make those game-changing plays. Golladay came up small, and then he took his frustrations out on a quarterback who really and truly came up big on Thursday night. Not a really good look for Kenny Golladay. Lots of gnashing of teeth this morning about Kadarius Toney playing only 19 snaps, not getting on the stat sheet, not getting a target, not getting a touch, not, you know, not being used on kickoff or punt return. Very, very odd and frustrating to see what's going on with Kadarius Toney. Don't know if he's not 100% yet. Some indications maybe that Toney was frustrated last night by not playing more, by not getting the ball at all. We'll have to see how that develops. But right now, it certainly looks like the Giants did not maximize that 20th overall pick in the first round, or at the very least, let's put it another way, they're not maximizing the player who they chose. They're not getting mileage out of him. They're not getting plays. They're not even putting the football in his hands. So we'll have to see how that unfolds. But the Giants need much more from Kadarius Toney. They need much more from Kenny Golladay. They need much more from this defense that has been disappointing so far. They'll eventually need more from Saquon Barkley, who had a decent night on Thursday with a 41-yard run. Ended up with, I think, 57 yards on 13 carries, which means on the other 12 carries he had, he gained only 16 yards, which isn't good, but it was still nice to see Barkley, you know, break out into the open field and have a nice long run. But all in all, a very frustrating, very disappointing performance for your New York Giants. And, you know, they go back to the drawing board, and we here at Big Blue View will continue to break things down for you, continue to give you whatever analysis, whatever insight we can as we continue to cover your Giants on a daily basis, try to give you the best coverage that you can find of your favorite football team. All right, Giants fans, I think that's enough of you guys listening to me for today. Thank you very, very much for listening. Please remember, subscribe to Big Blue View Radio on all of your favorite podcast applications. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Follow us at Big Blue View on Twitter. Sign up for sign up to discuss the Giants with other Giants fans on our website at Big Blue View if you haven't done that already. All right. Take care, Giants fans, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.